more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Thursday. I am Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin, right here on 1320 WILS. Tonight, Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero calling out a group that's going to be marching this weekend in Lansing, calling it an anti-Muslim extremist hate group. Others call it an anti-Sharia group. We'll hear from them tonight here on WILS, get their reaction to him declaring his opposition to them. Also, General Motors, a 91% vote against splitting the stock in two, something that the investor activists there wanted to do. We'll have Michelle Krebs on to get reaction to what's ahead for General Motors and auto sales, which may be in for a major hit. Let's begin, though, with today's big news. James Comey testifying in front of a Senate committee, and if you talk to Donald Trump's attorney, he affirmed the president, quote, never sought to impede the Russian probe, but if you ask the New York Times, he basically said the president was a liar. Hey, let's get some down the middle perspective from John Laboulier, host of Revolution, the podcast. John is a former Republican congressman himself. John, great to have you on WILS.
Michael, love being on with you. Not much to talk about today, though, so maybe we ought to wait till next week. We'll talk about the Tigers or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Was this a good day for President Trump?
No, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. So in that sense, it's good. But how can it be good when you have an FBI investigation, you have a special prosecutor, you are consumed by something? No, it's not good.
How would you say?
But it could have been worse. That's all I'm saying.
From what you heard from James Comey, how does it jive with what President Trump has been saying?
It doesn't jive. He out and out at a press conference 2 weeks ago on TV. He out and out denied that he had talked to Comey about letting the Flynn thing go. That's when he said, no, next question. That was a pretty strong contradiction by Comey today.
But didn't he essentially say, you know, I hope we can let this go? Wasn't that what the president told him?
That's right. But he denied that in the press conference. Right.
Is that wrong for the president to say such a thing? Or?
Yes. He cleared the Oval Office, threw out the vice president, attorney general, chief of staff, Kushner, threw them all out, had the door shut, so he could talk alone to Comey, which right away raises questions. Why are you doing this alone? And I'm not a lawyer, but I think to many prosecutors, that tells them the president had a mindset that he was doing something at least on the edge, if not over the edge.
Okay. So what does this really do for the Trump administration?
Well, it just keeps those things just going to keep going. And unless they can figure out how to get off of this thing and get back to talking about health care, infrastructure, all that stuff, we're going to be consumed by this thing.
Yeah, but Democrats don't want to let this go, right? They want this.
But they're not running government. They're not running government. Republicans run the House, the Senate, and obviously the White House. And they are incapable of getting anything done at the moment. They can't do it. And this thing has gotten in the way. Now, maybe today will last the boil a little bit, and we can have a few weeks where they can get back. I'll give you an instance. Monday was the beginning of what the White House said was going to be Infrastructure Week. They're going to have events every day to talk about our crumbling infrastructure. And Monday, the first event was going to be about the air traffic control system. But before we ever get to the event, at 6:25 in the morning, Trump starts tweeting about this Justice Department and the travel ban. Mm-hmm. And so screws things up. He's attacking his own Justice Department that he has appointed, and he has agreed with their position in the federal courts that have taken this thing up to the Supreme Court. You got to wonder, what is this guy doing?
Fair enough, John, but I'm curious, no matter what he does, do you really think the media is not going to be obsessively focused on this story no matter what the president does?
Probably, but he is the president. He's got the bully pulpit. He can still get other things focused up on, he's got to. If he can't, then he's just frittering away his first term of his presidency. He has to figure out how to get this thing off the front page.
So when tonight we hear them, you know, the media is talking about how Comey called the president a liar and how damning this testimony was today, well, what should we think about that?
Well, he's fighting back. I mean, and by the way, while we're talking, it's here in New York, it's 6:09. P.M. I guess you're on the same time.
We're on Eastern, yep, indeed.
Yeah, so it's now 10 minutes in to the Fox News Brett Baer evening news show, and they're doing Russia. They're doing Comey. In other words, the media that's pro-Trump, Fox News Channel, where I worked for 7 years, they're doing it. You know, they're still doing it. So it's not like the left-wing media is the only entity that's doing this. Even our side, my side, is doing it. And Trump has to figure out how to get this thing boxed up and off to the side a little bit.
John LeBoulier with us here at 1320 WILS. So, I mean, this was supposed to be the big Super Bowl, right, today in Washington, D.C. What's next? What do you think is going to occur next in the investigation, really?
Well, I think there'll be more leaking from inside the government, which has been going on for a month or so. I mean, every night at 5 or 6 p.m., there's some huge story comes out. I think that will resume. Meanwhile, you got this special counsel Robert Mueller, who's first class, gearing up, and we don't know where that thing's going to go, and we won't know where it's going to go for a while. And there'll be a little bit of a radio silence out of him. He won't be talking about it.
Okay, so that means not. You think the story's going to fall off the headlines for a while? Or?
No, I don't, because I think that they'll be leaking. I think that people in the White House and elsewhere, and I'm talking about Trump people, Michael, they had been leaking out stuff, and they've been fighting against Trump, against other members of the White House staff. They're leaking against each other. They're jockeying for position. Never seen anything like it. You know, the previous people leak against Bannon. Uh-huh. Everybody leaks against Kushner. Bannon leaks against Priebus.
Yeah.
And all of them are hurting Trump.
Although Comey did say today, right, he said that he confirmed with the president that he was not under investigation. That did indeed occur.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct. 3 times it happened.
That was even questioned by the media, too, right? They were questioning whether that could have... You know, they're saying, oh, that could never happen. He would have never said that to him, right?
Well, I didn't think he ever would, but he tells the truth, which I believe, which is at that time, Trump was not under investigation. His campaign was under investigation, and he is the head of his campaign. So in that sense, if they find the campaign colluded with the Russians, which is what they're looking at, then it'll go back onto Trump again. Did Trump know about it? Was he part of it? Did he direct it?
Right.
That's that. But then, since Comey got fired, and since Mueller got appointed 4 weeks ago last night, the question comes up, is there now an obstruction of justice investigation done by Mueller because of the firing of Comey against Trump? So Trump now could be under investigation.
Realistically, what do you think the chances of that happening are?
No, I think it's possible. I think it's possible.
Really? Okay. In a 10% chance, that kind of possible?
Oh, I'd say 30% chance, because there are these stories that Trump also did the same thing in the Oval Office with the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, and Mike Pompeo. They were together in a meeting with other people, and Trump did the same thing. He cleared the Oval Office out, so that just those two guys were there. And he said to them, I'd like you to talk to see if you can quiet down this FBI thing on Flynn.
Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds sinister, but on the other hand, it could have just been he was just sharing his thoughts. He wasn't necessarily directing. He was just saying, you know, this is something I'd like to see personally. I'm not expecting you to act on it necessarily. What do you say to that thought?
I say that's baloney. I'd say you're the president, and your employees are in the room, and you clear other ones out,
right,
so that you're just talking to them, and you ask them to do something that they know is improper. That's wrong.
Right.
He knows it's improper. It's right, at least on the edge of improper.
It's right there. It's true. One last thing, John. The leaks. How, if you're President Trump, how would you get a handle on all these leaks?
That's a great question. You know, it's bedeviled this guy. It's bedeviled other presidents, too. That's why Nixon created the plumbers unit, which led into the Watergate thing. I really don't know how you stop it.
I mean, it's within terrible. His own. It's sure. right there, right in the White House. Is this something where you think he can sit down and talk to people and get them to stop, or is it beyond that?
I don't think they'll stop. I think first of all, he's got all these competing power centers in the White House. And they're fighting each other for position, and they're doing it by leaking. Because each leak hurts one group or another.
Okay.
And there are also people in there who are leaking to hurt Trump. I'll give you a great instance. Somebody leaked out that Trump had shared top secret intel that the Israelis had given us with the Russians that day in the Oval Office. Someone in the White House leaked that out. And that was aimed at hurting Trump.
Right. Well, it certainly caused a lot of trouble. Well, John Le Boutelier, there it is. It's not a great day for President Trump. We'll see if he will have any good ones moving ahead. John Le Boutelier, he hosts Revolution, the podcast. I highly recommend it. It is very insightful. You get a lot of insight not only from John, but his own guests. John Le Boutelier, Revolution, the podcast. John, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. Yep. Talk to you again soon.
Talk to you soon.